Well, there it is. The news of the day, the news we've been waiting for. The New York Jets have officially released wide receiver Devontae Adams, according to multiple reports. Not surprising. Kind of what we were waiting for, though. The rumor earlier in the week, a.k.a. yesterday, Monday, was that the Jets were searching for a team to trade Devontae Adams to. Except the thing that people weren't realizing was that Devontae Adams is owed $70 million the next 2 years. So it didn't make sense for, well, any team to even give an offer because you don't want to be tied to a contract like that. But this is good news for teams that are going to be looking for the services of one Devontae Adams. And I think that should certainly include the Green Bay Packers, as we've talked plenty about on Mr. Irrelevant over the course of the last few weeks. It makes sense for both sides. Devontae Adams wants to go somewhere where winning now is a possibility. Green Bay is a back-to-back playoff team the last 2 years, and seemingly only getting better with a lot of their young players under contract for the foreseeable future, including, of course, the most important piece, the quarterback Jordan Love. Devontae still has some tread left on those tires. Despite being in his 30s, he is still viewed as one of the best receivers, most lethal receivers in all of the National Football League, rightfully so, because, well, he still is. And the Packers, while they have a nice young group of receivers that they've relied on the last 2 years, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Dontavian Wicks, Jaden Reed, they don't have a bona fide stud. They don't have a true number one receiver. Devontae Adams gives you that, at least for a couple of years, while those other guys continue to grow and develop into, hopefully, true number one receiving threats in the NFL. This makes a ton of sense for both sides. Now, what that number looks like is the ultimate question. The good news, though, is the Packers have more money to play with than they have in a long, 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 long time. They rank 14th in cap space as it stands right now. They've got a lot of room to play with, which is good news for this Green Bay Packers team, who looks to take a step from an 11-win wildcard team to a true Super Bowl contender. And as we talked about on Monday's Mr. Irrelevant, when you look around the league and what will happen over the course of the next week as the free agency legal tampering period, the legal negotiation period, opens Monday, which means we will start learning of players' next chapters Monday afternoon. Teams in the NFC that are competing are going to be active. Look at what the Washington Commanders have already done. They've traded for Deebo Samuel. They have cap space to play with. They're going to be active next week. You can't be left behind the pack. And bringing in a Devontae Adams signals, A, what you saw in terms of production out of your receiving group a year ago was not good enough, but B, the urgency is there. There was going to be a fire lit under some butts as we head into 2025. This is not to say Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, and Dontavian Wicks, the receivers that will be healthy at the beginning of the season for the Packers following Christian Watson's ACL tear, is that, yes, last year wasn't good enough, but you also now have another guy in the room that can help you elevate, that will take some attention away from you against opposing defenses. It is a no-brainer for the Packers, and it probably should be a no-brainer for Devontae Adams. The tricky part here, though, is he is going to have a market. Now, rumors about a month ago were that Devontae Adams would like to play for one of four teams in 2025. The Green Bay Packers, the San Francisco 49ers, or either of the Los Angeles teams, the Rams or the Chargers. Go home to California or go back to the team where it all began in Green Bay. But I think of teams like Kansas City, who maybe might not pose the best monetary offer, but when it comes to winning and adding a Super Bowl to your already Hall of Fame resume, or likely Hall of Fame resume, it's going to be tough to go ahead and decline something like that for Devontae Adams. But I think Green Bay makes a ton of sense for Devontae, but other teams will make a ton of sense for Devontae. But when it comes to the pool of free agent wide receivers, no name jumps off the list for the Green Bay Packers on what they need now. Then Devontae Adams. So as we've been peddling for the last several weeks, BBD, bring back Devontae. It is a no-brainer for Green Bay. It is close to a no-brainer for Devontae Adams. But hopefully by Tuesday, a week from today, the reunion tour is on. Devontae Adams is back in green and gold. That is what we can hope for, but we will wait and see, and we will continue to break this down every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Mr. Irrelevant, live on ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube at 12:30 Central, and available wherever you get your podcasts.